Watch out, there's a snake at your feet. Now, if you say those words to most people, you'll get their attention very, very quickly. In fact, most people are deathly afraid of snakes, even though, at least in this part of the country, there are very few that are harmful to mankind, and even if they are venomous, very rarely do they bother you unless you first bother them. And yet, even so, because of the almost cultural fear that we have of snakes, individuals are so very concerned when they hear words like that. Warnings such as that get their attention, and they take precautions to make sure that they are not victims of what they fear could happen. How different that is, sadly, to the attitude that so very many individuals, members of the Lord's Church, have to the very clear warnings that we have concerning the Word of God. In particular, those warnings concerning Satan and his designs for us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 tells us, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Now that tells us several key things about Satan. First of all, he's real. He's very real just as surely as you and I are real. Secondly, he, like a roaring lion, is walking about, looking for those whom he can devour. He is active. He is actively looking for those that he can overcome, which implies that he can indeed overcome some. Individuals that are unprepared, individuals that are not vigilant, they are not sober in their attitudes and their actions, can indeed be overcome by our adversary, the devil. He is a real adversary. He is continually looking to harm those who are not his. And those who are not his are the children of God. He is looking to overcome them in ways that they may not even suspect. Temptations, difficulties that may be put before them in their lives, trials. We all have different things that cause us difficulties in our lives. And if we're not very, very careful and very, very cautious, Satan will use those difficulties to cause us to stumble and to fall. But just as Satan seeking those whom he may devour implies that he can indeed devour some, the same statement implies that there are those whom he cannot devour. Those individuals whom he cannot devour are those who are Christians and are vigilant and are sober in their attitudes and are continuously looking for ways in which they can protect themselves from their adversary, the devil. Those individuals who, as the Apostle Paul promised in Romans chapter 16 and verse 20, would one day bruise the head of Satan, just as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master, bruised his head upon the cross, we too can overcome him by being willing to serve our God to the very best of our capacities, no matter what the cost, putting him first in all things, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. We can be those individuals who seek that crown of righteousness by living our lives in faith, faithful obedience to the Word of God, up to and including the point of death, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. We must be cautious, careful, sober, vigilant, not because we are to live our lives in fear, but because we are to live our lives in confidence, knowing that while our adversary is out to get us, we can overcome him through Christ Jesus our Lord.